Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam. Yesterday I sent you a message, not for you, it's for me. And this message will be a continuation of yesterday's message. It's hot. You rush to be in a place, maybe inshallah is a blessing place with a blessing time, and you beg Allah to open for you. All of a sudden Allah trial you, either with heat. Some people, may Allah forgive me and forgive them, with bad manner. You see the selfish, everybody think about themselves. And I remember one of the quality of the mu'min is to hurry. Allah used the word sibaq, as-sabiquna bil khayrat, the one who are rushing to do good deed. And all of a sudden, I remember what I talked to you about it yesterday. We rush, or I'm rushing to do a good deed. And rush is not recommended in this dunya except only for doing good deed. You should try to be alert about time and a place. And this is your iman. What is the time now? What is the place? And you use it accordingly. And all of a sudden, I'm thinking, to be treated VIP, you have to pay for this treatment. To rent a taxi, different limousine, different than VIP limousine. To go out to a hotel, you can go first star, second star, third star, five star, fourth star, five star, even seven star. And even you can get a regular room, deluxe, suite, executive suite, royal suite. In certain places, each room has a place, has a benefit and luxury, and has a price. When you go to airline, when you go to a place, you have economy, you have business, you have first class, and you have platinum member, you have gold member, you have a silver, you have blue. Meaning everything in life is a degree. The more you pay, the more you desire, the more you're willing to pay for your desire, you will get it. Same thing with car. Same thing with clothing, same thing with everything. What about Jannah? Jannah, Allahu A'lam, is debatable. Some people said Jannah is the level of all the ayat of Quran. Jannah. Some people said thousand and thousand of degree. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he tell us, between one person, he says subhanallah, extra than another person, his house will be, or his palace will be, like far away, like a kawkab al-duri, like a star, lighting a star in the sky. This is how far from each other. Wallahu alam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emphasizing Quran about Jannatu Adn. Certain Jannah is called Adn. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, if you ask Allah for the highest, Al-Firdaws al-A'la, which is the level of Messenger and Prophet and Siddiqeen and Shuhada wa Salihin. Allahumma ja'alna minhum wa ma'hum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talk in Quran in chapter Al-Waqi'ah about in Yawm Al-Qiyamah, you have Ahlul Yameen, Allahumma ja'alna minhum, the people of right, wa Ahlul Shimal, wa layadu billah, the people of left, the people of hellfire, wal muqarrabin, this is my desire, the closest one to Allah. المقربين الله emphasized ثلة من الأولين وقليل من الآخرين. In the end of time, the people will be among مقربين, will be a few, very small number, very small number. Now, what Allah want? Allah, he put us in this earth with a complete freedom. Freedom in one thing. Freedom of desire of Jannah. We have our personal desire, we have dunya desire, and we have akhirah desire. If the desire of dunya overwhelming me, I forget the desire of akhirah. If I forget the desire of akhirah, my money, my time, my priority, my ambition, my thoughts, my activity, everything will be for dunya. If my desire for akhirah, similar, my time, my inspiration, my everything, my thought, my feeling, my money, for be for akhirah. And even then, this akhirah will be what? Do I want to be with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with messenger and prophet levels, with a companion and siddiqeen level, with shuhada level, with salihin level, or with the average level? Huge difference. And even the average is levels. Salihin is levels. Shuhada is levels. Siddiqeen is levels. And messenger and prophet is level. This is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said of the meaning of in a place of Jannah is a place, the highest place, the most beautiful place. He said, I wish it will be for me. And he asked us after every adhan to make dua for him. Allahumma bihaqq hadhihi ad-da'wati at-tamma was-salati al-qa'imah ati Muhammadan al-wasilata wal-fadila wab'athhu ad-darajata ar-rafi'ah wab'athhu maqaman mahmudan alladhi wa'ad. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بحق هذه الدعوة التامة والصلاة القائمة آتي محمدا الوسيلة والفضيلة والدرجة الرفيعة والدرجة الرفيعة. درجة is a status, al-Rafi'ah, the highest. And Rasulullah, he said, whoever makes this dua for me, after every adhan, he will get my shafa'ah. Allah allow Rasulullah to give us his shafa'ah. Do you understand my point? Now, we hear this knowledge, we are aware about this. But what Allah want from me? Allah want to check me out, to check my sincerity with Him, His love for Him, His belonging to Him, His sacrifice to Him. We coming in Ramadan, we have many situations. Is me now will show Allah the best of me in Ramadan? Do I will work and do certain things so high, beloved to Allah to the point? Now I'm preparing my palaces in different high rank in Jannah? Or my gold, my money, whatever I have, is more beloved to me than having the degree in Jannah? My dear brother and sister in Islam, this journey is not a journey of talk, of links. No, it's sacrifice. You believe in this level, work for it. Love it, make dua for it. I met many people who have money. When I tell them about all this stuff, they tell me I don't remember. Why? See, busy with their life. My dear brother and sister in Islam, do you want to be treated VIP? Do you want to be treated the most special one? Do you want to be called early than anyone else? Do you want to be treated with the ultimate honor? Do you want to be so special in the kingdom of Allah? Do you want to be living this life like Sa'd ibn Mu'az radiallahu anhu with an ultimate honor? Do you want to be going to the grave with an ultimate honor and pleasure of Allah? Do you want to be among the early people who enter Jannah and get the ultimate degree in Jannah? All this need what? Sacrifice. Forgive me. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Say, Arhamkum Allah. And I say, Yahdikum Allah wa yaslah ba'lakum. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, are you working for your rank? Are you working for the highest level in Jannah? Are you working for the VIP treatment? Do you work for the relationship between you and Allah? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who will be treated with the ultimate honor. Dunya, moment of death, akhirah, and yawm al-qiyamah. Let's work for it. Let's try to do the best, the utmost. Remember these two words. This is a word Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used in Quran. Utmost, the best. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept us to be among those. Let's strive, inshallah, to do the utmost, to do mujahada haqqa jihadi, inshallah. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.